Turning now to the congressional session in the year ahead, we're going to take the temperature of one of the freshman Democrats who will be representing California. TJ Cox is someone we interviewed on this program when he was a candidate. He will be representing a congressional district in the Central Valley that political pundits rate leans Republican. Won a victory that very few people thought he could, in a race that was so close it wasn't called until weeks after Election Day. California's 21st district encompasses parts of Fresno, Bakersfield, and many rural areas. Pacifica's Vic Bedoyan met with Cox and filed this report.
Recently elected Congressman T.J. Cox of California's 21st district reflects the diversity of the San Joaquin Valley and of California. He's the state's first Filipino-American representative, the son of a Filipino mother and a half-Chinese, half-English father. Virtually no one thought he could defeat three-term incumbent Republican David Valadao, who had cruised to election despite the fact that Democrats have a 17% voter registration advantage in the district.
A lot of people, the so-called experts, didn't think we had a chance. But we put together a plan, which we knew could lead to victory. And so we had a plan, and we worked the plan. We knew how many votes we had to go out to get. We made sure that we went out and got them. We were very diligent about our efforts and what we needed to do, and we were ultimately successful.
A big factor in that success was an outpouring of support from Latino voters and millennials throughout the district, with an especially strong showing in Kern County. But more to the point, Cox focused on the issues that loom large for the problems in his mostly rural and ethnically diverse district. Cox emphasizes that his priorities are in keeping with the aspirations expressed by the region's population.
It's certainly things that are just at the forefront of everyone's minds. Providing and getting quality, affordable health care for all right? Particularly the middle class. And it's providing, water, and not just water for the ag industry, but water for all of our communities, clean, fresh drinking water. It is cleaning our air in addition to our water. It's providing job opportunities, and not just any job, but well-paying jobs that offer benefits, pay at least a living wage. And we've got such great opportunities, not only in ag, but in healthcare.
Cox emphasizes that his career in business, rather than politics, gives him the know-how to hit the ground running and actually implement his ideas. He has leveraged public and private funds to build health clinics, job training facilities, and renewable energy businesses. And on the all-important issue of water in this agricultural district, he brings a fresh approach. Unlike most local officials for whom dam building is a first option, Cox is open-minded about water storage. Local ag and water interests are pushing hard for another large dam on the San Joaquin River at Temperance Flat. He suggests that better ideas exist.
Surface water storage is only one piece of the solution. There's things that we should be doing right now that could be done much more efficiently, much more cheaply, and much more expeditiously, like downstream water banking, right? Cheaper, quicker, recharges the aquifer. And the best thing about it, that puts water under local control. Would you like to build, 100,000 acre feet of storage, call it a Temperance Flat that's going to be built in 10 years, or do something that we can do today?
Similarly, on energy, Cox takes a forward-leaning stance, saying the nation needs to look beyond the current fossil fuel paradigm.
Once again, more clean technologies, green technologies, and getting away from things like clean coal, right? Which is kind of an oxymoron, and really get away from our carbon-based fuels. And so I don't think the issues with fracking or oil drilling or anything like that, those are the industries of the past, and we need to be focused on the technologies and the industries of the future.
T.J. Cox says he's part of a rising blue tide in the San Joaquin Valley. The 2018 midterms saw the election of Democrat Josh Harder flipping the 10th district up north, the re-election of Jim Costa in the central counties, and Cox's victory in the southern region. He says it's a group dedicated towards working and paddling in the same direction to make a positive difference in the lives of people in California's heartland. Vic Bedoyan, Pacifica Radio, KFCF, Fresno.